Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to Module 7, Part 4, the final segment of this module, the ripple effect of your efforts. So now you have walked the infinity loop and done all the steps of the six-step process. So now we're going to look at how this ripples out into your world. This brief encounter that you've had in this training with the notion of unresolvable dilemma, meeting complementary opposites, and interdependent polar pairs, and running into your paradoxical dual identity can change your life forever. Contemplate that for a moment. This is cool stuff. This can really create a major transformation in your perception of your journey. How can it do this? Well, the efforts you've already put in have provided the needed footwork. You've let yourself run into the obstacles. You've been willing to feel the pain of it. You've been willing to have faith and go on and try something different. Your unconscious mind is already discovering, assessing, and learning trust in a different kind of perspective, the perspective of the marketplace mystic. This is courtesy of your mystic's eye, which, whether you know it or not, has already been being nudged into awakening. Now, the image of the infinity loop will trigger your unconscious mind's remembrance of your efforts that you've made in this training. This remembrance will again nudge your mystic's eye so that you don't forget, so that you remember. And please remember that remembering and forgetting is an interdependent polar pair, and both will come up in your experience. Remember, relax and allow both. The image of the infinity loop once again evokes remembrance of unresolvable dilemmas that are created by, I know you know this, the flow of change or impermanence, opposites and their interdependent and complementary nature, and the paradoxical nature of your dual identity, which allows you to navigate the unresolvable dilemma in a brand new way. So obviously, the image of the infinity loop is packed with power to help you come back to remembering what it is you've learned in this training. This wisdom of your discontent will keep chasing after your attention. Remember, it has messages for you. It has signals. It is requesting that you embrace its presence, and it will not go away until you do, and you learn to accept its message in the proper way, which is to allow it. Now, using the facticity six-step process teaches your unconscious mind how to reshape emotional reaction into emotional reflection. And this is one of the most important things to be able to do, is to reduce that heightened emotional charge so that all the things that you thought were obstacles and resistances, you now see were really not. All you had to do was reduce the heightened emotional charge, which allows you to move from reaction to reflection. The six-step process teaches your unconscious mind how to keep moving toward inner peace in the presence of your emotional turmoil. The very almost definition of being human is living in emotional turmoil. This process teaches your unconscious mind how to keep you moving towards inner peace without thinking you have to get rid of your emotional turmoil to find it. And this teaches your unconscious mind how to access this different brand of happiness, the one that allows you to cover the distance between the happiness that comes with going after what you want and the happiness for no reason at all. This is the bridge. This is what allows you to surf the psychological-spiritual interface with ease and comfort and gain access to an easy movement back and forth between the dual dimensions of your being. The process gives your unconscious mind's boss, and who is that? The direction filter. It gives the direction filter a new option for relating to opposites, which makes things turn out differently. What is the new option? to move toward embracing both opposites in a polar pair as equally valuable and essential. So remember, we're not changing the direction filter because you can't get rid of it. It's hardwired into the process. You either move towards or you move away. So we're saying the six-step process, move towards embracing both opposites is equally valuable and essential. Accept both one and the other, and move away from setting up one side of a polar pair as better or worse than its opposite. So this new option harnesses the power of your direction filter and catapults you into a new direction and to a new level of human consciousness, okay? Because you're going to be moving away from choosing either one or the other and move towards embracing both. This wisdom of your discontent has always been with you, as the mystics tell us. And now you know where to find this wisdom of your discontent. You know how to discern its message, and you know what to do to make its wisdom your own wisdom. That has been the purpose of this training. So the essential question we all have is, can I be happy? Yes, you can. And you can recognize that you already have within you the courage to be yourself. You have the heart to be your authentic self, and you have the brain to find your balanced self. And this is what you also need to be happy. You have the mystic's map guiding you to that different brand of happiness that will take you from the go-get-it kind to the happiness that arises for no reason at all. There's always more than where you are in this amazing place. There's no place like home, okay? We all know this. The thing in this training is to remember that home is on the inside. So follow your intelligent mind's daring to explore what is actually beyond its comprehension. Follow your sweet, loving heart that's daring to be vulnerable and risk feeling truly alive. And follow your brilliant spirit that is daring to soar beyond the known and the unknown into what is unknowable to the mind, but very knowable to you as spirit and soul. The mystics tell us anything is possible with your mystic's eye and a bit of that paradoxical magic. You can become unflappable in daily life. It's just a matter of practice. You do have to practice. And time, making the time, cutting a little slice out of your pie of 24 hours every day and giving it over to allowing yourself to embrace the mystic's map and your mystic's eye. Because now you know, you have the compass, you know what to do, you know how to do it, and you know why you want to do it. Because living with paradox will make your life richer, deeper, and more fulfilling, and, of course, happier. So embrace the wisdom of your discontent, receive its gifts and wear it proudly, and live life as the both and adventure that it naturally unfolds as, again and again and again. Okay, here's your homework for this module, and here it is. Could your brief encounter with this work change your life? What's the footwork that you've already done? Why is it helpful to keep the image of the infinity loop in mind? What's going to keep chasing you no matter what until you turn around and embrace it? What three things does the six-step process teach your unconscious mind? What does the six-step process do to the direction filter? What is the new option for the direction filter? And what do you now know about the wisdom of your discontent? Okay, this is the end of this module, and we have one more to go, which is going to give you more information about how to take this knowledge and wisdom with you out into your daily life and allow it to become more a part of your daily experience. Okay, until the next module. Much love. I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye.